Welcome back to another Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I'm going to show you how to deploy the Realm mobile platform to Azure. Now, I had Adam Fish on an earlier episode of the Xamarin Show describing everything that you can do with the Realm database and the Realm platform. Think of the Realm database as an offline, super fast database for your iOS, Android, and Windows applications. Now, what's really cool is with Xamarin, of course, you get the nice cross-platform database layer there. Now, what's really cool about the Realm platform is that it is enabling you to do a full online-offline data synchronization, but also a real-time database structure. This means that if on one device you enter some information, it automatically updates on the other device. Now, with the Realm platform, Realm doesn't host anything themselves. So they give you a Node.js server that you can deploy onto a Linux VM. So when I get started here at Realm.io, I can learn about Realm a little bit here, and I can learn about how to download the database. But what I want to show you is how I can deploy this to Azure and to a Linux VM super crazy fast, even from a Windows machine. So here I'm going to go to the docs on top. It'll show me how to get started with the Realm Object Server, and that's kind of the Realm platform that I'm talking about, or the here Realm Mobile Database. So if you want to just learn about the database and how you would integrate it into your Xamarin application, you can put it here. I have a full GitHub repository with the source code that I'll be showing today. But I'm going to get started here with the Object Server. And what it's going to show me is there's two different things. First is that I can install it on my macOS device. If I want to, there's a macOS bundle, so I can actually run it in kind of developer mode from a macOS device. Or here, I can deploy it to a Linux backend. We can see that they support CentOS and Ubuntu here, so I can actually tap on Ubuntu. And that's what we actually have inside of the Azure portal today. So what we want to do is kind of execute these commands and put them onto Azure. So I've logged into my Azure account here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to select New. And in the marketplace, we'll see compute, which is where all of our different VMs and distributions live. Now, today, the Ubuntu server 1604 LTS is what the Realm platform supports. So I'm going to go ahead and tap on that. I'm going to do a lot of the defaults because that is what they've recommended here. So here I'm going to do the basic configuration. So let's call this Xamarin Show Linux. Of course, I want SSD. I'll do a username here. I'll do a password. I'll just type in something here. There we go. Oops, go ahead and type that one more time. Type in too fast. There we go. And then what I always like to do is group things into a resource group. I've created one a little bit earlier that I just call my Linux group, where I'm going to put all my Linux machines. Now what I can do is hit OK, and it's going to do a few things for me. It'll allow me to actually select the type of Linux VM that I want based on these cores and storage that I need. I'm just going to do a smaller one here, the DS1 V2. I can also tap on all, and that will give me more options if I really want to scale up all crazy and look at all the different options there. I'm going to select this because I really like the 7 gig SSD that's available for me with 3.5 gigabytes of RAM. So I'm going to use all the defaults here on the storage option. So it'll actually create my Linux VM with a storage account. It'll set up the network for me. It'll create the subnet. It'll create an IP address for me. And I really don't have to do much here. I'm just going to hit OK. And it'll go ahead and say, like, are you sure this is what you want as far as your Linux VM that you're going to set up? So I'm going to say these all are all good for me. And now it'll go up, and right here on my portal page, it'll say it's going to be deploying my Ubuntu server. Now, this takes a few minutes, actually not too long. I had tested this out earlier and it took about 3 minutes to deploy, but no one wants to wait around 3 minutes to do that. So I've already deployed the exact same configuration earlier. And here is my Mots Linux VM. All right, so there's a few things that I need to do. Remember back on my documentation, there were a few commands that I needed to essentially send over to my backend VM. Essentially, this will set up and deploy the Realm database and update it and enable it for me automatically. So what I want to do here is hit this little connect button. What this will do is it'll give me an SSH command, so a secure connection to my VM server. Now, what I've done is I have Git already installed, and with Git, there's a Git shell, and there's several other SSH providers that you can use on a Windows machine or on a Mac that's already built in. So I'm just going to go ahead and connect here. I have it open. I'm just going to type in my SSH command. Now, the password that I specified over when I was creating the actual Linux VM is what I'm going to enter here. There we go. It says, hey, welcome to this Ubuntu. Here's where you're at. You're connected. You can run commands as an administrator, which is awesome because I am an admin. And you can see right here, I am literally logged in to that Linux VM, and I am typing commands and executing them on that Linux machine, which is crazy. So let's do this. So I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and copy this curl command. This will go ahead and download this. So I'm just going to type that in there. There we go. This will essentially download the package and start an install process over here. So this will take a few seconds to download all of the Realm backend. There we go. Boom. The repository is set up. I can now install. So let's go ahead and call the update command. There we go. Now this will go ahead and update any of the packages that I may need. Boom, done. It's really fast, which is crazy. And then we're going to go ahead and install this here. Literally, it's five commands that I need to type to get this backend set up. Paste that in there. Enter. It'll ask me, hey, I'm about to install about 122 megs of space. Do I want to continue? Of course I do. Now it'll go ahead and unpack everything and start downloading and installing everything that the Realm backend needs to get started. This, again, will just take a few seconds as it validates and gets things up and running. So we'll give it a few seconds here. It's very, very fun to see this happen in real time as it unpacks the server and is installing stuff. Now, remember, this isn't happening on my Windows machine. It's happening on that Linux server. So what I can do now is I can go ahead and now enable and then start this Realm database. So I'll enable, check. It's created it. I'll do one more command to start the server. Boop. And it started. Now back inside of the portal, now that I have everything done on my Linux machine, I can come back in and I have to configure one important part, which is that inside of the Linux group, I'm going to need to actually enable one port to be visible from the outside world. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to come back into my Linux machine, and under network interfaces, we can see that I have this network enabled here. So there's one more thing I need to do now that I've deployed it, is essentially I need to come back into the portal, and I need to set up a port opening that the Realm database will talk over, which is 9080. So the easiest way that I can remember to get there, and I'm sure there's an easier way somewhere in here, is to come in to the resource group. And the resource group is everything else that was deployed. So we see the virtual machine, the network interface, and what we want to look for is this network security group right here. Now what you want to do is come to the inbound security rules in the settings. And essentially all you need to do is turn on port 9080. So all you got to do is come in and say, I would like to allow port range 9080 and save that out to deploy. Now, once we've done that, I'm now able to connect to this Realm database. So all I need to do is hit connect here, copy the IP address out, and come into my browser and type in 9080 at the end. Now, since I've just deployed the object server onto the backend, I need to come in and I need to create a default user, an admin user here. So I'm just going to say james@xamarin.com. I'm going to just type in a default password. You want to be very secure on here, agree to the developer license terms, and hit complete. What this will do is it'll go out and actually now put me into my Realm databases here. We can see that the Realms are some connections because I'm in the browser here. I can go into my users and say, here's james@xamarin.com. I can create new Realms. I can create new admins on top of here. I can see the Realms that exist today. There's nothing there. And I can even look at logs that are coming in real time. So this is kind of like my backend portal here. So now what we need to do is go into our actual application. So this is an application that Adam showed on the last Xamarin show, which again is in the show notes, where it is a kind of a journal entry to-do list application. Now what I've done is I've modified the application a little bit. So I'm just going to go ahead and update the username and password here. So normally you can log in with multiple credentials. You can use Azure AD, you can use Twitter, you can use the built-in credential store right inside of Realm. You can read about that in the documentation. But what we need to do is put in the IP address. We need to do credentials optionally. You don't have to, or else everything would read out of one Realm. Then I need to say my authentication is going to be the specific IP address plus port 9080, and I'm going to log in for that user. So this way you can do multi-user login. Now, the second part here is before I actually go and get any of my journal entries from the Realm, I'm going to create a configuration. This configuration lets me pass in a user and specifically what the Realm backend should be. So I want to talk to the journal entry. So if I had journal, if I had items, if I had speakers, if I had sessions, it'd be that type of entry point there. So this is the data that I want to hit, which is the Realm backend to talk to. Instead of getting the default Realm instance, which would be null, which would just get local data, I'm going to go ahead and say pass in that config. So it knows to talk to the backend instance. Now all I need to do is simply get all journal entries from that Realm. This entries tag here is associated with an IEnumerable, or an IQueryable, I should say, of entries. Now, if I look inside of my Xamarin Forms application here, what we have is an entries page. So that entries is being data bound right here into my list, and it will automatically get updated back and forth. What's important is that my journal entry is inheriting from the Realm object, which comes from the Realm NuGet package. And that will automatically handle online, offline data synchronization and anything that I may need. So now all I need to do is actually deploy this to my specific device. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and first, let's go ahead and deploy it to our iPhone, and then I'm going to go ahead and deploy it over to my Android device so we can kind of see it in real time. So let's go ahead and deploy this up. And again, everything will be communicating in our backend. So what we hope to see here is my realms actually start updating because I'll be creating that realm in real time. So we're going to compile this up and then, of course, deploy it over onto our iOS simulator and also our Android simulator. So we'll give that a second here to get deploying. Now I'm connected over here to my Mac, so of course we're getting our remote iOS simulator for Windows, which is really nice. So here we go. Give it a second here, so launching application. Now I haven't deployed any other code or done any journal entries, so this should go ahead and pull back a blank list is what we want to see. There we go, nothing in there. So let's go ahead and add something, and I'll say, hello, Xamarin Show, hit save here. This should go ahead and save it here. Now if I come into my Realm backend, we should see now that this user has been created in a new Realm specifically for that user, so that's really nice. So let's go ahead and stop debugging. There we go. And I'm going to go ahead and deploy this over on Android. There we go. And we'll go ahead and start without debugging here. I'm going to come back into my Quick Journal application that we just saw. And again, this source code will be in the show notes. So I'm going to come over here, and we're going to see the same application running over here. Now, I've logged in with the same user. You probably have some sort of authentication screen. You'd have a little bit more credentials on here, but this is kind of a nice default project to kind of show you how to get it up and running. So there's the default quickjournal.android, and there's our Hello Xamarin Show. I can come over here, add a new item. I have it automatically enter it inside of here, so as I start typing, I can come in and say new item, and you can see in real time, this is communicating with the backend and submitting all of those changes to and from. So I can hit save. I can come over here into iOS. I can say, this is crazy, and save it there. Additionally, this application allows you to swipe to delete, and it'll automatically delete to and from. Since everything is an iQueryable, and it's being data bound here to our Realm object server in the backend, everything is communicating to that Linux VM that we've just deployed into Azure in just a few minutes. It's absolutely crazy. You can go to realm.io to find out more about the Realm platform and the Realm database. And again, definitely watch that Xamarin Show with Adam from Realm, who talked all about the Realm database and the actual Realm platform. And then come follow up by rewatching this, of course, and deploy your very own backend to Azure in a Linux VM and have your iOS and Android devices talk in real time to each other. It's crazy. I love it. It's really awesome. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of The Xamarin Show. Until next time, I'm James, and this has been The Xamarin Show.